Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and coming up this hour, we've got information coming your way from Ascension via Christie Hospital, as well as K-State. We'll be previewing the homecoming, and but we're going to start things off first with a guest here in studio, Dr. Bob Larson, professor in livestock medicine with the Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine. Dr. Larson, thanks for coming out.
Oh, it's good to be here.
It's so nice. We've had the VetMed folks on regularly here over the last several years, but first one in person in more than a year and a half. So
it's good to be back in the studio.
Yeah, we're glad to see you guys back out here. And you're going to be talking with us today about a few different things. I think this is a really cool new initiative that's taken place here, and that is a hotline that we're going to talk about here for diagnosing toxic animal emergencies.
Yeah, we received some funding from the USDA that really builds on some strengths that we already have at Kansas State. We have the Kansas State Diagnostic Lab, as well as faculty that are really experts in toxicology. The interesting thing is, across the country, there's a lot more interest and resources towards pets for their toxic emergencies. And when we think of toxic emergencies, so basically that's like poisonings. So you know, you think about a pet that gets into medicines that they're not supposed to, or chemicals around the house or something like that. Well, the same types of things can happen to livestock, but we don't have the same kind of a pet, and those types of things happen, as you might imagine, on weekends, in the evenings.
Sure.
And they're serious because they progress very rapidly. I mean, so a toxic problem is an emergency. And so we have those toxic hotlines or poison hotlines for pets, but we don't really for livestock. And so we have this strength at K-State. So we applied to the USDA to get some funding to develop something similar for livestock veterinarians and producers so that they can have the same kind of resources available to them.
All right. It's a $248,000 U.S. Department of Agriculture grant. What all does that provide for?
Okay. There's really kind of three main areas of the grant. One is not only do we need a hotline, so that's one, so a place for people to call in, but we also need more toxicology experts that really have that livestock expertise. And so part of it involves some training of the next generation of toxicologists. Dr. Steve Inslee is the toxicologist at K-State. And he's really interested in kind of preparing his the people that will come in after him that are going to take that mantle and move forward. So it involves training the next generation of specialists. It involves setting up this hotline so that we can have some on-demand information. And the other part is some training of our veterinary students and veterinarians out in the field. So we're going to set up some training modules again, because toxicology problems don't occur every day, but they're frequent enough, and they're usually quite serious and need very, very rapid response. And so those are kind of the three main areas that we're going to use this funding to kind of strengthen this area.
All right. Well, you mentioned how, you know, we have this school here, the College of Veterinary Medicine, such a key component here of everything that K-State does. Seems like only fitting that this would be the place for something like this to happen at.
That's really true. There's only a couple of universities that really have a dedicated toxicologist towards livestock toxicology questions. Mm-hmm. And one of the other ones is Iowa State. So we're going to partner with them on some of this, some of these projects. But we already receive calls and information and case referrals from all over the country because of kind of our expertise here. And so, yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense to build on those strengths. And so this is going to be a service not only to the state of Kansas and the Midwest, but really across the country.
Now, what kind of toxicological emergencies do you typically see here in, like, livestock animals?
Great question.
Yeah.
Well, one that people may be aware of is blue-green algae. You know, mm-hmm. So as we moved into the late summer, we saw some blue-green algae cases. And again, those are usually quite serious, quite sudden. You might mm-hmm. see sudden death and those types of problems. The other things are some of the typical things that animals can get or livestock can get into. One is lead. And the source of lead can be old batteries. It can be grease. It can be, you know, just, you know, equipment that's in a pasture. And maybe it's been there for years, but the something changes, a plastic casing cracks or something like that, and then livestock have access to some of those lead sources. So that's one. And then sometimes agricultural chemicals, such as, you know, the herbicides and pesticides that we put on crop fields, those are quite concentrated and safe when diluted out, but they're stored in a concentrated form. And so occasionally, it's usually when livestock get someplace that they're not supposed to. And so if they get into something that they're not supposed to, we can get in trouble that way too.
Okay, that makes sense. And that's probably one of the more common ones with the chemicals, I would imagine.
It is. And again, you can imagine, for any one producer, that's not very likely. Mm-hmm. But for a veterinarian that covers, several counties and a lot of producers, those are the types of problems that come in and it's an emergency and needs to be taken care of right away.
All right. So when will this hotline go live?
Well, it'll probably come in stages. Our hope is that really within the next 6 months, we'll be well started towards providing some of the needed infrastructure for this hotline. Maybe a year out is probably a little more realistic to have it fully running. It is a three-year grant, and so I think it'll kind of build on itself over that period of time and kind of add resources and add capability over that time. But we're trying to get started, as quickly as reasonable.
Okay. Well, if people want to learn more about that, what's a good place to go find more information about that?
One of the good pieces of information or places for getting information is your local veterinarian. They have close ties with the Kansas State Diagnostic Lab, and that may be a good resource. And then the other is if you really do have some toxicology questions and things like that, is through the Kansas State Diagnostic Lab. And that is a good resource for lots of problems besides toxicology problems, but that is one area where we can provide a lot of information.
All right. I saw the phone lighting up there. Nope. Okay, no phone calls there. That was for something else. Well, that's a really cool cool new thing here. And just another one of the great things that the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine has put in place. Anything else on that particular topic here?
No, and then I was going to say yes, actually.
Okay.
And one is, because your local veterinarian is going to be your first line of contact, another big part of this grant is to develop some quick and readily accessible materials for veterinarians so they can make that diagnosis as quickly and efficiently as possible.
Very cool. Well, that's a great opportunity here, and need to learn more about that. Again, we're speaking with Dr. Bob Larson. He's a professor in livestock medicine here at the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. Let's take a time out here real quick, and we'll continue our conversation in a moment. In Focus continues on News Radio KMAN.